Les Nessman and Saddam's Genocidal Campaign Against the Marsh Arabs, by Lawrence Simon. Les Nessman didn't feel like he had to share an office with others, so he had tape on the floor to lay out the boundaries of his imaginary office. Pathetic, but amusing. What if Les Nessman had been sent to Iraq to cover Saddam's genocidal campaign against the Marsh Arabs and had ended up in a mass grave with tens of thousands of other victims? Would he have marked out the boundaries of his own personal grave to set him apart from the others he was forced to share a grave with? Of course not, stupid, because he'd be dead!